To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with hosts Lisa Davis and the star of the show, David Pollack.
You know, David, I love hearing about people who've made huge changes in their life, especially when it comes to changes having to do with their health. And we've got such an inspiring young man back on the show with us today.
I get excited because this young man I met and instantly became a friend. He was so inspiring because I have been working to lose weight and lost maybe 50 pounds. And this guy who's in shape and everything tells me he's lost 75 pounds. And at first I thought he was making fun of me. And I'm like, are you kidding? And he shows me a picture. And we talked about what inspired him and all he was doing. So he's we have doctors on all the time. We've got makeup artists, all this. This is a 17-year-old high school senior who's changing lives. And I got to applaud you, Raul Garcia.
Yeah,
thank you for joining us. you inspired me. You taught us a lot last time you were on, but you set out to actually help influence other kids your age, and I'm going to say even adults, because you inspired me. But you were working to set up a program last time we spoke. How's that going?
It's funny that you mentioned, you know, the way I influenced you, because that's the whole part of my program. Before, it was more like a work in progress. You know, I was trying to see how I could even start it. And now it's becoming more of like, I don't know if you ever heard of the Silver Knights Award with Miami Herald.
Yes.
I'm going to be one of the candidates for them, because the basis of the program was just the same way I did with you. Somebody hears that you lost 70 pounds, they either try to figure out how you did it, or they want your help. And that's how it became my program. You know, I started designing pamphlets during that same summer that I talked with you guys last time. I designed my own pamphlet template. I had it printed. I paid for it, and then I started handing them out through my job, to the library, to just places, and I started putting it on Craigslist. And instantly, you know, people were just either inspired as you were, and then they were also, you know, asking questions how they could. And as it developed, I started even creating little activities. Like I stayed this weekend, I took a couple of my friends to the beach, and we did about 5-6 miles right by the beach. So, you know, it's developed into me even creating nutritional plans for them, doing stuff like that. And even if it's just something as simplistic as just telling my story like I did with you, and it eventually, if it can potentially, you know, it can inspire you to do something about your health.
Well, Raul, you know, one thing that I think would be great is if you went and talked to other high school kids or junior high kids. I know that peer-to-peer makes a huge difference. I used to be a health educator in schools, and I noticed that when there was kids speaking with me, that the kids really related more to them than they could to me. Is that something you've thought about?
Yeah, that is actually that's where I kind of started the whole thing, because in my sophomore year, that's when it kind of just sparked, but it didn't really spark enough to start it. One of the kids, he looks a lot like me, you know, how I used to look, same weight, same appearance, same problems, because, you know, I had a lot of bullying problems in middle school, and he had the same situation. And he asked me, you know, if I kind of under the radar, how I could help him out. So I actually went home, and I used my own nutritional plan that I've kind of altered all throughout the years. And I asked him what kind of foods he liked to eat, at what time he usually eats, what he has to, because a lot of kids don't want to cook for themselves. So I kind of see how I could, you know, develop something that would fit for him. And I went home and I pretty much wrote, not just, it looked like an essay at first, it was at least 5 pages long, with substitutions, the breakdown of the food. I mean, I helped him out, and it started there. And then in junior year, it kind of just sparked me that just different little situations I saw kids with no support, because that's something that we talk about bullying, and we have so much things for different problems. But for obesity, other than just, you know, a gym and different facilities that you usually have to pay for, there's no real support to help that little kid sitting in the corner that's either getting bullied because of his weight or because he looked or whatever reason, you know. So I did set up something with my high school. It hasn't been majorly as big as I want it to be, but I'm going as fast as I can with it.
I got to say, whether you're helping one person or 1,000 people, Raul, you influence people just every day. Well, you have with adults, you know, as Lisa just mentioned, you are with other students, and it sounds amazing that you're actually helping other kids your age that may have been subject to some bullying. I get inspired by what you're doing, and I think what you're doing is absolutely incredible. Maybe what are a couple tips you could give our listeners to help get them started? Anybody who's listening now who may not be doing an exercise program, may not be already eating healthy, but what's a simple way for them to get started? Maybe one or two tips.
It goes as easy and as simple as the name of the whole program, which is STINT. It's got substantial initials, S-I-N-T, and each one stands for something, which is failure is not trying. So I pretty much tell every person that ever asked me if I could help them or whatever, how I started, and I tell them the same initiative that it takes you to pick up that cookie or not drink enough water, because as funny as I was listening to your last show, water is a huge factor to it. That same initiative that takes that you don't want to drink that water, you want to eat that piece of cake, just take that same, even if you use half of that initiative, to just improve yourself instead of harm yourself, or at least research what that thing you're putting inside your body. Use that same amount of force or power or mental power, whatever you want to call it, that actually improve yourself or help or better your life pretty much. That pretty much sounds just use the same force. It's kind of hard to explain. Use the same initiative that you use to harm your body potentially to actually help it.
You have it is failure is not trying, FINT. I like that. You can remember it. But every time you don't follow that or follow some of the advice about eating healthier, you said it well. I'm not just enjoying a candy bar or a soda. I'm actually harming myself. And so if I can follow your FINT program, I no longer harm myself, but I'm actually going the other direction. And so I guess to me, the takeaway from this conversation are those two key things to keep planting in my head, FINT. Failure is not trying. I like that. And don't harm yourself. I mean, those are two great starting points.
Exactly. And then another big factor is a lot of people will ask me, you know, how do I lose 80 pounds? And I tell them, you don't need to lose 80 pounds, because even if you don't lose 80 pounds in a couple months like I did, because it took extremely hard work. And I guess it, as I actually wrote in one of my essays, as I'm writing right now, a lot of essays for college and stuff, instead of using the sorrow and the dreadfulness and all that stuff that you get from you know, the bullying and the rejection and the harassment, or even just simple comments you get from people when you look like that, instead of using that to, like, pretty much down yourself or how drastic the situation is, like some people commit suicide or other problems, use that thing to fuel your drive to lose weight or better whatever that situation you think is taking you down. So I don't know. It's just that mentality, I guess.
Now you've got you bring up a great way to start and a lot of reasons, and you know, my hat's off to you for helping not just the youth, because you are making a big difference. So I'd like to see you continue with the program and even update us again in a few months and tell us how that program's expanded and how you're influencing more. Well, because it shows it truly, as you go to college, you need to put on your app somehow, and I don't know where, but they need to realize that you're a leader. You're not a follower. You're somebody that saw a problem and changed your life, but you're changing lives of others, and that's, I mean, you're going to be one of the leaders in the future. You're the next generation, and you're the leader, and I guess that's why I enjoy talking to you so much.
Thank you. I mean, if anything, that's one of the, it's funny how you said the whole leader thing, because I had to write a leadership essay, and I thought about it, and I'm like, I mean, being a leader is good, and being able to have, you know, followers or whatever under you, but if you use that leadership to actually teach others to lead themselves, now you're not just having one leader. Now you have a whole bunch. So
I like that. Let me reassure you, whatever college gets you is going to be lucky, and you tell them to call me if you need a reference, because you are definitely a leader. I watched you do it when I first met you in a group. You're doing it at your school. You're doing it with your peers, and keep up the good work. Two takeaways from today is FINT, failure is not trying, and don't harm yourself. So think of that next time you grab a soda or candy bar, or avoid it. Raul, thank you for being with us today. I'm David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis, and you're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay tuned, stay beautiful, and stay well.